Yo, Big Aunt Trip, Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. Thank you for the hearers and doers of this word. Thank you, Father God, for someone to receive this message and make a change in their life. I thank you every day for this, Father God. Amen. Hey, listen, man, Big Aunt Triple X back at it one more time. Y'all know I'm in the ATL. The weather's fine. It's breezy and cool. You know, after I do my show, I'm going to go to the gym and hit it up a little bit. But I just want to drop in, man, and tell you guys, first of all, God love you, and then I love you. But I want to let you know that you are too successful to be unsuccessful. And it's like you can accomplish things in life. Oh, man, like you can get married. You can have houses and cars and a nice family. But the reason that makes you unsuccessful is that you still have to work. You're still a couple paychecks away for going up under. So when you are too successful to be unsuccessful, that means that you took God along the way, but some way you dropped him off. And you can't be dropping God off. You got to learn how to sustain yourself. Like, I'm going to read this verse right here to you. The book of Psalms, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. It says that blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. So once you start removing yourself from the sinners, the wicked, and the mockers, God start aligning you with the blessing the same way you was aligned with the wrong. You're going to be aligned with the blessing. It goes on to say, but those who delight in the law of the God, the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. So when you delight in the law of the Lord and meditates on his word day and night, that person is planted like a tree. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, they prosper. So once you start underlining yourself with the wicked and start aligning yourself with the good, you're going to be like a tree planted. But keep in mind, God got to let that baggage dump somewhere. The baggage has to be dumped somewhere. And once that baggage be dumped somewhere, then God sees that and God blesses you. So you have to understand that. Like, we are too successful in life to be unsuccessful. And that's the same thing with me. Like, I still struggle. I struggle with a lot of things. Finances. Some days and sometimes I don't know even myself if I'm gonna make it day and night. You know what I'm saying? But I keep praying. I keep pressing. And I keep thanking God. You know, even sometimes I get weary. But, you know, thank God for a wife, though. You know, thank God for a wife that keeps you pushed and meditated and prayed up so you won't fail. Especially if you're the man of the house and you're the leader. But even a leader fall and get weary. And that's why you have a helpmate. So I just want to, you know, drop in, man, and let y'all know that God loves you. God loves you and I love you. I'm going to give you a couple more verses. I'm going to give you Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. It says that beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. And every kind of greed is somebody that jealous of you and want to have what you have. That's greed along with jealousy. And the last one is Matthew 6:16-26. It says, so for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? So just because you profit the whole world, all these millionaires and billionaires that profit the whole world, but you don't lost your soul. Guess what? You're still going to hell, according to what the Bible say. Because it says right here, or what shall a man give in return for his soul? What shall you give in return to your soul? So again, you are too successful to be unsuccessful. You remember that. Everything that we got is on borrowed time. It's never ours. No matter if we put our name on it, No matter how we try to claim it, it's never ours. And you know why? Because God created the devil and God created you. Everything belongs to God. We just got it borrowed. And God gives some to others for a lot of reasons. Some are more worthy of having it than you, and some of them are making a way for you to have it. Next time, Big Unc, Triple X, I'm out. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for this, and thank you for the hearers and doers of this word and message. We love you, Father God. Father God, you love me, and we love the world, and we love you. Amen. Peace.